Welcome to A Stride Above Podcast, where our commitment to excellence in equine health and athletic performance unites us. Join your host, Dr. Alberto Rolon, as we trot through the essential topics that matter most to you and your equine family members. With over 15 years of experience in equine sports medicine and rehabilitation, Dr. Rolon is dedicated to navigating you through the latest innovations and essential insights in horse health. Together, we'll ensure that you and your horses always remain a stride above the rest.
Welcome back. Today, Amanda asked me to talk to you about the difference between manual weight and laser. There seems to be a lot of questions about, okay, what does manual weight do? What does laser do? But what I'm going to do is I'm going to split this in two episodes. So today I'm going to go on laser, and the next episode we'll talk about manual weight. Sounds fair? Because there's so much material, and I'm going to get bored, right? I'm going to talk a lot about science on these two particular modalities. The first thing I want to tell you is that laser is a very extensively researched modality. That's why you see a lot of lasers. And that's the biggest confusion. Which laser do I use? Number one question. Number two question. For how long do I use my laser? Those questions come constantly. Question number three. Does my laser penetrate the tissue of my horse? Can I rehab the muscle? Can I rehab the tendon? Can I rehab the joint? Third question. So let's answer those questions. First question. First, we need to talk about the history of laser. And there is a new wave of knowledge that is trying to change the name of laser to biophotomodulation. A big complicated word with my accent. I have a hard time pronouncing it. So I'm going to keep it as laser, okay? So laser starts for light amplification stimulated by emission of radiation. That's what laser stands for. It's actually an acronym. A lot of don't know that. And there are several classes. Class 1, 2, 3, 4. Class 1 is something like a CD player. How do they come up with the classes? Back in the days, they named the classes actually based on how dangerous they are to the eye. That's why you see that the higher the classes, we get some glasses to use for protecting our eyes. Class 1 is about a CD player. Class 2 is the pointer that we use for when we're doing presentations. You can buy that at Staples or any office store. Class 3, now we start getting into the modalities that help or recuperate injuries, right? And class 4 could be higher potency, and also, let's say, the subsurgical ones. Very important about this. Class 3 and class 4 do a group who is doing very good work at rehabbing injuries. In our hands, they actually work pretty good. How do we choose between class 1, class 3, and class 4? There's a lot of research on class 3 that they do a good job. There's a lot of research on class 4 that they do a good job as well. What you need to know is that what is the key is the dose. Just like any medication, there has to be a proper dose. And this is when you have to talk to the manufacturer that makes the laser so they can tell you what is the proper amount of time that you have to do on that laser. And they can tell you what the penetration is. A lot of research, a lot of data on that. Feel free to contact me if you want this research, because there's about 100 papers on this. Okay, now, enough for the science behind that. How do we use the laser and why? I love using the laser on wounds. It really works very well in our hands. And I also believe that the combination of laser with hyperbaric chamber on wounds, almost magical. It works really good. Laser also works really well for tendon injuries. Again, I like to use the combination. Most of our clients want results fast, right? So we have discovered that when you combine laser with other modalities, the horses will rehab a bit faster. Also, the quality of the healing is good. We do know that laser also does a little bit of pain modulation. What does that mean? It will decrease pain in our patients as well. So that's a good factor. It stimulates healing, decreasing the pain. Very good. Recently, they have stories of some lasers being used for eye ulcers as well. But now we have lasers being used for wounds for some tendon injuries, for eye ulcers, for muscle recovery. Okay, how does my laser work for muscle recovery? Well, not all lasers have that penetration capability. So it's very important that you ask the manufacturer of the laser, how does that penetration work? How important it is that you do a particular time. Sometimes we need to leave the laser in a, near the skin a lot longer so that there's penetration deeper. Some lasers actually, they have done some research and they go all the way down to the sacroiliac joint, which is pretty interesting because I didn't even realize that they can go that deep and create an effect. And some lasers don't pass the skin. So very important to know which laser you're using. Very important to know what are you using it for. For example, did you know that most lasers do not penetrate hair? So if you're doing laser therapy with hair on the board, there's a high chance that laser is not being as effective as if you clip the hair. That's a very, very important tip. Did you also know that it doesn't penetrate through the hoof capsule? So if you're doing laser for the feet, it does not go through the hoof. A lot of these things are very important to know when you're doing laser. If you have any questions about laser, if you want to learn more, please, please give us a call, 352-307-3690, 352-307-3690. We'll be glad to talk to you about it, and you can even come and visit and see how we use our laser. I hope you get some value out of this podcast. Follow us on the Strata Both. If you liked it, give us a comment, give us a like. If you didn't like it, call me out. Have a great day.